The Justice Department is investigating mental health startup Cerebral for violations of the Controlled Substances Act. Pandemic delays and cancer screenings are leading to patients with more advanced disease. And drug overdose deaths hit a record 108,000 last year. It's all coming up on today's episode of Gist Healthcare Daily. It's Friday, May 13th, and I'm Alex Olgan with Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Last year in the United States, one person died from a drug overdose every 5 minutes. That translates to nearly 108,000 American deaths, according to preliminary figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's a new record and a 15% increase from 2020 overdose deaths. This continues a tragic trend. Overdose deaths have been steadily increasing since the 1970s. Deaths from methamphetamine and synthetic opioids like fentanyl both rose last year. As health officials told the New York Times, they're seeing a new trend of people mixing the two types of drugs. The White House is trying to address this, quote, unacceptable, unquote, toll by expanding access to overdose reversal medication, disrupting trafficking networks, and connecting drug users to treatment. But treatment programs aren't easy to find. As Kaiser Health News reported last week, government-run directories for substance abuse treatment are often outdated or contain incorrect information. The American Medical Association said in a statement that it's urging lawmakers to increase access to harm reduction measures like needle exchanges, as well as pushing insurers to remove barriers to make it easier for patients to get treatment. The Justice Department is investigating digital mental health company Cerebral for violating the Controlled Substances Act, which regulates distribution of potentially addictive medications. Cerebral says it plans to cooperate with the investigation and received grand jury subpoenas from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York last week. The San Francisco-based startup that launched just 2 years ago is facing increasing scrutiny for its marketing and prescribing practices. Former Cerebral employees allege they were pressured to prescribe more stimulants to retain patients. In recent days, the company has announced it will stop prescribing Adderall for new patients with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and has changed some of the language on social media ads to emphasize access to affordable screening, not medications. The Wall Street Journal reported that TruPill, Cerebral's preferred online pharmacy, is halting prescriptions of its Schedule II drugs from the company. The moves by TruPill and others, including CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens, to delay or halt filling Adderall and other controlled substance prescriptions by telehealth companies are fueling the debate about the limits of telehealth. While pandemic-era flexibilities have increased consumers' access to behavioral health care, several startups have focused on quick access to medication. As I just reported, the country's still dealing with the effects of the opioid crisis, and concerns about the overprescribing of controlled substances will surely weigh on lawmakers' minds as they decide how to regulate these telehealth companies. From delayed checkups to postponed elective procedures, missed or deferred care will continue to strain the healthcare delivery system for the foreseeable future. Both cancer screenings and new diagnoses are still down from pre-pandemic levels. Screenings for breast, colon, and cervical cancers were significantly down in 2020, and patients missed about 10 million total screenings in the pandemic's first year alone. While cancer screenings did rebound some in 2021, they were still below pre-pandemic levels. The downstream impact of this has been a similar decline in new cancer diagnoses. The negative effects of delaying this care have become increasingly obvious. There's been an increase in the number of patients presenting with later stage cancers. There was a 16% increase in stage 2 and 3 breast cancer diagnoses and a 6% increase in stage 4 diagnoses in 2021 as compared to 2019. There's no reason to believe the cancer incidence or acuity has actually changed. If oncology providers don't increase screening capacity and outreach to patients who are overdue for their screenings, it could have longer-term consequences. Providers could be facing the prospect of treating more complex, higher-acuity cancer patients. Taking a look at healthcare stocks with the biggest intraday gains on Thursday. Novavax closed the trading day up 12%. Privia Health Group rose 11%, and BioNTech was up 9.6%. The overall healthcare sector was up almost 1%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.